I was at Macy's a few weeks ago, and I was in the appliance department, and they had this section called damage appliances. And in it, they had appliances that had a dent, that had been scratched, that had been returned. And these appliances were considered inferior, less than, invaluable, pretty much damaged goods. But what's interesting about it is a friend of mine a few months ago went to the same store and he bought a juicer. And instead of paying full price, he found this juicer that was labeled damaged goods. And instead of paying $200, he paid like $50 for it. Here's the point. He's been using this juicer for a year and it works just as well as an original juicer that has no scratches or no dents. What God is saying is this, you may have some imperfections, you may even have been bruised or dented or kicked around, but you are not damaged goods. And what I found interesting about this label, damaged goods, is that it applies to us. Because no matter how much we try to be a good Christian disciple, no matter how much we try to avoid sin, all of us in some way has been damaged, has been dented, has been wounded. Maybe you've been wounded by an unhealthy childhood. Maybe you've been bruised because of the divorce that you went through. Maybe you've been hurt because your business went sour. See, a lot of people, unfortunately, far too many times, just because they went through this doesn't make them damaged goods. But people go through life wearing this damaged goods label on them, focus on themselves and the mistakes that they've done, and focus on the lies that other people have told them. See, some of you right now, when you were a child, some people said some mean things about you. You're too fat. You're too slow. Why can't you be smart like your brother? Why can't you be pretty like your sister? Why aren't you athletic? You're just a troublemaker. All you give us is a headache. And what happens is all these comments get stored in the memory bank. And it can be 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 50 years later. And you may be not thinking about it consciously, but you may be going through life still having this damaged goods attitude, having this mentality of, I am no good and I don't deserve anything good. But here's what God is saying. If you listened to the second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, God is saying that Jesus, who loves us so much, was raised from the dead, and we have been raised with him. God, who gave Jesus a crown of victory, he shares that crown of victory with us, and he wants us to spread the kingdom to everyone that we encounter. I think it's interesting in today's gospel, it's the same thing. A man was born blind. And some of the Pharisees and the religious leaders labeled him as damaged goods. In fact, so much so that they said his parents must have sinned for him to be born this way. And so he was an outcast. But that's not what Jesus said. Basically, Jesus is saying, no, this is not true. He spat on the ground, took some clay, mixed it up, put it on the man's eyes, and told him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he washed. And he was able to see. Basically, this is what Jesus told him in effect. I know that society has labeled you as damaged goods, but that's not where you belong. My Father created you in his image. You may have a physical imperfection, and I'll cure that, but there's something more important that's on the inside of you. And notice how the man was healed. He believed in Jesus, and he was healed. See, what happens a lot of times for us is God wants to heal you, whether it's emotional, spiritual, physical, or mental. But a lot of times we want to receive the healing on our own terms. What do I mean? How many of you, if Jesus were to come down here and spits on the ground and rubs things on your eyes, right? Most people would be like, ew, that's your saliva. I don't want that. That's gross. That's not going to heal me. But see, a lot of times we put limitations on what God can do for us. There's no doubt in my mind that God wants you to reach your maximum potential. There's no doubt that God wants you to become the holy, healthy, vibrant person that He created you to be. And you have to believe in your heart that He wants to give you emotional healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, and physical healing. But before this can happen, you have got to get out of the damaged goods section. You may have been bruised. You may even have been wounded by a bad relationship. You may even have been born with a physical imperfection. But it doesn't mean that you belong to the damaged goods section. You have to remember that you were created in the image and likeness of God. And as I've said before in the past, God went through great lengths to create each and every one of you according to your shape. Your shape is unique to you so you can continue God's kingdom here on earth. S stands for your spiritual gifts. H is for your heart. A is for your abilities. P is for your personality. And E is for your experience. And your shape, the way God created you, is especially made so that you can make a contribution here in this world. See, for the lot of the young people that are here present, a lot of young people go through so much insecurities. If only I were pretty, if only I were taller, if only I was athletic, then I'd be able to follow God. Whatever others have told you in the past, this is what you got to get in your heart. You are not inferior. You are not damaged goods. God created you the way you are, and He wants you to run your own race so you can become everything God created you to be. So for all of us, the loss, the disappointment, the betrayal, the tragedy, the tension in your family, that doesn't change who you are at the core of God, the way God created you. The past addiction, the dysfunction, that shouldn't stop you from becoming the holy person that God created you to be, from becoming the best student that God created you to be, from reaching your maximum potential in your workplace, and from becoming loving and compassionate, just like our Savior, Jesus Christ. But in order for this to happen, you have to get the revelation in your heart that you don't belong to the damaged goods sections. Or maybe it's not even you. Maybe you have placed others in the damaged goods section, but it's not who they are. See, for most of us, we can't continue to share God's kingdom and to build God's kingdom if we think of ourselves as damaged goods. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that anyone that we can ever make is to think and believe that we have the right to feel sorry for ourselves because of the tragedies and pains that we have gone through. All of us have some pains. If you get knocked down, you got to get back up. If you are having tension with your family, in your business, with your children, with your parents, don't sit around in self-pity, nursing your wounds, sitting on the sidelines. Talk to another Christian believer. Talk to a counselor. Talk to a teacher. Talk to a spiritual director. Join a small group. Do all of the above and move forward. If you have committed some kind of sin that you are ashamed of, God doesn't want you to go through life in condemnation. He wants you, if you can, go back to confession and receive God's mercy. Here's what God is saying. You may have lost something in the past, but you're not a loser. You may have failed in relationships and in business, but you're not a failure. You have God's DNA running through your veins. And all of you were wonderfully and created in God's image, molded so that you can continue and fulfill the mission that He has entrusted to you. See, most of us, we focus on the dysfunction, the mess, the disappointment, the betrayal. But God sees the mess and He says, you know what? I can still bring greatness out of that. It reminds me of a story of a girl named Helen Keller. She was born blind and mute in the 1800s. For so many years, she became wild. She couldn't touch anything. She couldn't say anything. She couldn't see. And society basically dismissed her as damaged goods. It wasn't until she was 14 years old and this lady by the name of Anne Sullivan believed in her. And after a lot of hard work, she worked with Helen. And did you know that Helen went to college and graduated with cum laude? Helen was the one that created the American Foundation for the Blind. See, by most society standards, she would have been like, she's done. She's not good for anything. She's damaged goods. But basically, God was saying about Helen Keller, look, this child was born blind. This child was born mute. She looks like she's at a disadvantage, but I'm not dismissing her. I haven't written her off. I'm going to show my glory like he did to the blind man, and look what I can do for those people that believe in me. See, some of you right now, you may have a dysfunction in your family. You may have some trial or some kind of problem in your marriage, in your relationship, in your career, and you're saying to yourself, I don't see how anything good can come out of this. Doesn't God see enough is enough? But if Helen Keller were standing here in front of you, this is what she would say. Look, God still has a plan for your life. It may look like you don't have a way, but God still has a way. All he wants you to do is surrender your will to his will so that he can take that great mess and bring greatness out of your life. See, our goal here, our mission at St. James, is not to sell the most comfortable shoes. As I've said before, our mission is not to sell the most state-of-the-art computers. Our mission is to change hearts and heal souls. We want you to improve your spiritual life. We want you to experience the joy and the compassion and the love that Jesus speaks of every time you come to Sunday Mass. And we've been working so hard that, in fact, in the last 2 months, did you know that 40 men that went to Cornerstone have been coming to our church to meet in small groups? Every other week, they are in small groups of 6 men sharing their faith and talking about how Jesus is helping improve their relationships with their spouse and their relationship in the workplace and their relationship with their children. Last week, I did a retreat for Women's Guild, and 70 women showed up. And these women as well are in small groups and are talking about how their lives have been healed, how their lives have changed because of Christ in their life. Next week, Father Jim will do a retreat sponsored by the Catholic Daughters. This past weekend, our youth director, Gabriel, took 19 young people to the Religious Ed Congress. We want to make a difference in your lives. And a lot of good things are happening. But in order for them to continue to happen, you have got to get out of the damaged goods section. We want your young children to join our high school ministry, our youth confirmation. We want your young children to eventually join the middle age program that we are doing for younger kids. We want you to join small groups. But in order for all these things to happen, the first thing you got to do is remove the self-pity, get out of the damaged goods section, and allow God to change your life. My prayer for all of you is that may you have the humility to turn to Jesus to heal you emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And may you, just like the blind man, just like Helen Keller, surrender to God that you may become the holy, healthy and vibrant person that he created you to be. Amen?